الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، أبرز السيرة في two other lessons from the third story of سورة الكهف، story of موسى عليه السلام and خضر عليه السلام. One is the issue of obedience to the teacher, obedience to the Shaykh, and fulfilling whatever conditions have been set for the learning. Now, Khidr alayhi salam set a condition for Musa alayhi salam which apparently does not look reasonable, because he told him that you must accompany me, but you must not ask me any question. Now, on the face of it, if you tell a student, don't ask a question, it does not seem to be reasonable. But Musa alayhi salam accepted that. He didn't say, why should I not ask you a question, so on, so on. He accepted that condition. Now, as they proceeded, however, he was not able to keep to that condition. He always asked the question, even though he had agreed not to ask the question. And when that happened for the third time, Khidr alayhi salam said, this is the parting between you and me. Now, if you see why he asked the question, there is another aspect which comes in, which is Musa alayhi salam was the Sahibu Sharia. He was the person who brought the Sharia of the Jewish people. He was the man who, on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Torah. So the actions of Khidr alayhi salam, which he saw, were apparently against the Sharia, because here is this man who is, you know, crossing in the boat, and then you damage the boat. So damaging somebody's thing is not according to the Sharia. So Musa alayhi salam is asking a question, why did you do this? Similarly, the second incident where the Musa alayhi salam, where Khidr alayhi salam killed that young boy. Now, this is a bigger problem, because now this is murder and the boy did not do anything to you. He says, why did you do that? The third situation was not against the Sharia, but it was within quotes not reasonable, because here was this wall which was almost falling down, and Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, they built it, and then Khidr alayhi salam did not ask for any reward, for any wages for doing this work, even though the people of that village were not hospitable, they were very hostile. And despite that, he built this wall and he did not even ask them for any wages. So that was not a question of going against any Sharia, but it was a reasonable thing. Musa alayhi salam said, you know, at least we could have asked for some wages, because we needed some food and so on. This did not happen. Now, so he asked the question for this reason. But one thing which comes out from that is in the explanations that Khidr alayhi salam gave for those actions. The first thing that becomes clear to us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has His reasons for doing something. Now, the thing in itself may seem to be painful, may seem to be unreasonable, but there is a reason why Allah is doing this. For example, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, He said that it is possible that there are things which you like, but in those things there is shar for you, there is harm for you. And it is possible that there are things which you dislike, but in those things there is khair for you, there is goodness for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. Now, that becomes clear in this story of Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. There is a positive reason behind all these three stories. There is a positive reason, there is a reason of khair. Musa Khidr alayhi salam damaged the boat in order to save the boat for those fishermen, because there was a king who was misappropriating all good boats. So by causing some small damage to the boat, Khidr alayhi salam actually saved the boat for those poor people who owned this boat. About the boy who he killed, this was min Allah Ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him that direction. So we are not saying here that you can go around killing anybody. This was a specific thing that Khidr alayhi salam had been given this direction by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah knew that this boy would grow up to be a bad person, who would be harsh to his parents, who would do all kinds of, many bad things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to give those parents another child who would be much better for them. So there is a hidden purpose behind something which apparently is bad. Obviously, if the child dies, the parents would also have been very aggrieved. Parents would have been very sad about this. The parents did not know that this boy is going to grow up like this. So when they see this happening, as far as the third story is concerned, the lesson there is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Qadir alayhi salam said that the Abu Huma Saliha, the father of those boys, he said, underneath this wall, we did not just build this wall for nothing. We built this wall because under this wall is a hidden treasure which has been kept by the father of two orphan boys. And his father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, chose to preserve that treasure. And in due course, this treasure will be revealed to those boys. But if the wall had fallen down, then this treasure would have become exposed. And these people of this village, you can see, they are not good people. So they would have misappropriated it and the boys would have lost. And the point there which he made is, Abu Huma Saliha, he said the father of those boys was a Salih man. He was a good man. He was a pious man. Now the man is already dead because these boys are orphans. But despite the fact that the man is dead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his help from the ghaib to take care of the children of the man who was a good man. So the lesson there is that if we are good, inshallah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guard us and take care of our affairs from his qudrat, even if we are not there. Yeah, you don't necessarily have to be there for that. Allah will take care of this. As far as the others are concerned, many times, for example, people say, there is so much of poverty in the world, there is so much of suffering in the world, why doesn't God do something? And my answer always is, God did something, and that something is He created you. Why do you exist? You are seeing the poverty and you are making noises and you are making complaints instead of doing something about it. If you are so sad about the poverty, do something, spend some money. If you say, why are the people suffering, do something to relieve the suffering. I am not saying you can relieve the suffering of the whole world. Do it for one person. Go to the hospital nearby today and pay somebody's fees. You can do that. No, one person's fee, go pay one person's fees. So you have relieved the suffering of one person. You have fed one person. Don't feed the whole world. Feed one person. So instead of complaining, which is useless, do this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah could have given everyone, equally good health and equal amounts of money and so on and so on. Allah could have done all this. But Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave fadalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Allah said, we have given more to some people than other people. Why? Not because Allah is unjust, na'udhu billah. But because the people who have more may earn the pleasure of Allah, they may earn hasanat by spending that for the benefit of people who have less. If everyone had equal, then you could not get any gain from any blessings or any rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because people don't need it. If I come to you and say, please take this, I don't need it. I don't need this. So who will I give my charity to? But because Allah made people like this, alhamdulillah, if you give charity, it benefits those people in a worldly sense, and their dua and the hasanat of giving charity benefit you. So as far as the issue of seeing suffering in the world and so on is concerned, there is a purpose behind that. Which is the purpose of khair? Which is the purpose of khair? And that is why one must keep that in mind. Also very clear is that somebody like Musa alayhi salam, who was Kalimullah, who was the Nabi of Allah, one of the greatest of the Rasuls of Allah, even he could not understand the hikmat behind some things. That's why he asked the question. If he understood the hikmat, he would not have asked the question. So even he did not understand the hikmat, the wisdom behind certain actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what hope do we have of understanding it? So if you don't understand something, then we should not immediately start questioning and having doubts and, you know, shukuk and shubuhat and so on, and saying this, this and that. No. Have faith that alhamdulillah, this world is run by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, who knows what he's doing. And therefore, let me have faith. I don't understand why something is happening. It does not mean that therefore there is no reason. It does not mean therefore this is illogical or something. No, there is some reason. I don't understand what the reason is, but there is a reason. And alhamdulillah, Rida bil Qada, I am pleased with whatever Allah has, has written for me. Right? Take the case of terminal illness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from all suffering, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us healthy until the last minutes. But think about this, that the reason why, in Urdu we have this term, marg-e mafajat, you know, sudden death. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually used to ask, in one of his du'as, he used to ask the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from sudden death. Right? Now, to some people, it may seem to be a good thing. You know, if I'm dying, I just drop, tap, khalas. So, no hospital, no suffering, no nothing. But what is the problem with that is, maybe you needed to make tawbah, maybe you needed to make some wasiyat to somebody, maybe you needed to say something to somebody, you never got a chance. You got no chance, you just dropped dead, khalas. So, is it good or bad? So, I'm not saying that one should be in a hospital and hooked up to tubes and suffering for months, no. But knowing, for example, terminal illness, somebody says, you have got, you know, so many days, you have got this illness, and you are going to die in, doctor tells you, you are going to die in so many days. So doctors, of course, they don't know exactly how many, but point is that this is the, there's no cure for this illness. So now you have some period. You have some time in which to correct your own connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sure that you have paid all your dues to whoever you had to do, right? To correct your own, make tawbah, istighfar, make wasiyat and so on and so forth, settle your affairs. And then alhamdulillah, at the time of going, you go. So on the face of it, now a person has got news of terminal illness. He feels bad and the relatives feel bad and they are running from this hospital to that hospital. You know it cannot be cured. There's no point in going from hospital to hospital, spending more and more money. Nothing can be done. But the one who has Rida bil Qada, he will say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah knows how long I am going to live in this world. Alhamdulillah. Let me sort out my akhirah, whatever I did not do till now. Let me make sure this is done. So it gets taken care of. Instead of running around like a, you know, without any use. So these are the lessons from the story of Khidr alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam, wallahu alam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. So the last one is Yusha bin Nun, the young man who was with Musa alayhi salam, who was with him all the time, used to serve him and so on. The benefit is that he also became a Nabi after Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. He was the Nabi of Bani Israel, Yusha bin Nun. Now that's the reason for that. One of the major reasons, obviously, the Nabuwat is not for a reason. Nabuwat is because Allah gives it. But I'm saying one of the major things also is that he was under the tarbiyah of Musa alayhi salam. So sticking with good people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu kunu ma sadiqin. He said, oh you believe, stay with people who are truthful, good people. So staying with good people, having good company, obviously is beneficial for the person. So many lessons, alhamdulillah, from the story of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn and to practice. Because the end of the day, the only thing which will benefit is what we practice. What we simply learn and we sit with that knowledge becomes a hujjat against us, not in favor of us. We ask Allah to save us from that and to enable us to practice what we learn. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.